Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's your reaction to Bill Belichick landing there at UNC?
It's wild. I'm not sure there's a better word for it. It started out as, Bill Belichick, you know, and then as the days passed, it got closer and closer, and you realize that this was real, and sources told us that, this has a real chance of happening, and they were right, and somehow UNC has landed maybe the greatest coach of the generation.
Why would UNC go after Bill Belichick?
You know, I've been told that he was on their long list, but I'm not sure they ever thought that he was ever going to come. I think, you know, a couple of things. One, North Carolina, particularly some factions of university leadership, I think see this as a statement that they do care about football, that they're all in on trying to win in football. There's been a perception around here that, sure, football's nice, but, you know, we'll wait till basketball season. I think some people want to change that perception, and if you have the chance to get a coach of the stature of Bill Belichick, I think they were intrigued by that. I'm not sure everyone on campus was completely on board to begin with, but I think there were certain people who really did want to make this kind of a splash hire and prove that they're serious about it. You know, whether it will work or not, I think is up for debate, but they've certainly gotten the eyes of the nation on Chapel Hill and on Tar Heel football.
Exactly. Tar Heel football, which, as you point out, is not generally how it is when people are talking about UNC and the Tar Heels. What do you know about the process of getting to this point?
Some of the names that have come out certainly feel like the athletic director, Bubba Cunningham's type of hires. It's been reported that Tommy Rees or the Georgia defensive coordinator were kind of at the top of the list if this had not gone the way it did, if they weren't able to come to terms with Belichick. But I know that certain people on campus really wanted him. And my understanding is that the Belichick camp reached out to UNC, that he may have been on their long list, but it was the Belichick camp that reached out to UNC and said, no, we're serious about this. We want to look at this. As I said previously, I think it took a little time for everyone on campus to get on board with it. But there's a new chancellor at UNC, and this is his first real big hire. And obviously, he swung for the fences on this one.
What kind of reaction, if any, have you been able to get from the athletic department or from the football program?
It obviously happened pretty late when it finally all came together. But we've seen quite a reaction from people within the football program, but also recruits here in North Carolina, whether they're committed to North Carolina or whether future years. I've been surprised at how many have said, this changes my level of interest in UNC, or I definitely want to hear from him. And I think that's what UNC is going for. I mean, look what happened at Colorado, and I'm not trying to equate Belichick and Deion Sanders, but the same sort of splash hire changed the perception of the program. You know, I've heard that mentioned to me more than once, say, you know, can we get a similar bump to what happened with Colorado and Deion Sanders? Certainly they get a lot more eyeballs now. And to his credit, Deion has turned that program around on the field too. I think that's kind of what UNC is looking for.
Brian Murphy is with us from Raleigh and WRAL covering this breaking news story in the last few hours. Bill Belichick is, in fact, going to North Carolina. He's going back to school. In your opinion, what's been the biggest impediment to North Carolina fielding a winner in football?
If you hear Mack Brown talk, and of course he's the coach that was fired, all-time winningest coach in USC history, you know, he'll say that they're not well-equipped to compete in this NIL transfer portal era. When Mack Brown, he coached six seasons. When he was first here, Carolina was signing really, you know, top 25 recruiting classes. As NIL has sort of taken over, that pipeline has dropped. And he said, you know, that they were only spending $4 million on NIL. Of course, with revenue sharing, that number will go up, but we're hearing that North Carolina has made a commitment to Belichick that they will spend in the NIL transfer portal space. And so we'll still have to see how serious that commitment is, but I think that's been one of the bigger impediments. You know, Mack Brown was an awesome recruiter, sort of worked his magic when he first got to UNC the second time, but as money became a bigger and bigger role, UNC sort of fell behind in that area.
We've also heard the report that Michael Lombardi, who's a former NFL front office executive and worked with Belichick going back to his days in New England, earlier days in New England, that he's about to become the school's general manager.
His former employer released that with a quote that said that he is happy to be coming back to Chapel Hill. It says two things to me. One, you know, how many Belichick loyalists are going to come to Chapel Hill? Is there going to be a staff full of people? You can go through some of the names, Josh McDaniels or Matt Patricia. Are we going to see a lot of the old names recycled from the New England days? And two, it tells me that's probably the most important role in college football right now. Like, you've got to be able to identify talent, not only at the high school level, but what in the days would be called pro scouting, but in this case, it's college scouting. You've got to know who's available, who's going to come into the transfer portal, and who you might be able to get that's playing at a different school. And so that's a really important role, and we'll see if how Lombardi does in that role. But I think it's a vital position for any program right now.
Brian, obviously Chapel Hill is not devoid of star power. There are a lot of really high-profile, very successful athletes that have come out of UNC, most of them basketball, but still, I mean, there's a lot of people that walk around that campus, and they're known around the globe. And so here comes Bill Belichick. What do you think the reaction to him on campus would be?
We talked to a lot of students today and this week, and I think somewhat mixed. I think there's the sense of like, wow, you know, maybe the greatest coach of at least the NFL generation, six Super Bowls, is coming to Chapel Hill. So I think there's surprise. There's also worry. He's 72 years old. He's never coached in college before. You know, how is this going to work? And then, you know, Belichick is sort of known as a gruff personality, at least with the media and maybe with his players. Now, how is that going to play in a college town? How's it going to play with faculty? How's it going to play with media? How's it going to play with 17 and 18 year old kids as opposed to, you know, 26 and 27 year old grown men?
It's interesting to hear what Belichick himself had to say earlier in the week about how he would turn this into a potential pipeline for those talented players that had designs on playing at the next level. Do you think that's possible for UNC?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be one of the things that is attractive about what Belichick is going to put into place for those caliber of players. Can you get enough of those caliber of players to come to UNC, a team that doesn't have a huge history in football? They've had some very good teams, but largely been a middle-of-the-pack ACC team. What's interesting to me about that is, like, will everyone go along with that? Will everyone on campus go along with that? And will you be able to implement a system that outlives you? How long is Belichick going to be here? And if you invest in this system, this NFL-like system that he wants to put on campus, and 5 years later he's gone, does that system continue? Or are you back to trying to find another young, up-and-coming coach and going back to sort of a traditional model?
Brown was fired after...
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
6-6 season. He had a winning record over his time with the school. When you think about where this program has been and the fact that it's been a long time since they've been a contender in the ACC, what would the new expectations be?
Before the hiring happened, Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director, said, 10 wins, 11 wins, get from good to great. There's a lot of programs, I think, out there that say the same thing. But I think, when you look at the ACC, you look at SMU coming into the ACC in its first year making the ACC championship game and making the college football playoff. I think a lot of schools, including Carolina, say, wait a second, why is SMU doing that? You've seen Pittsburgh go to the ACC championship game. You've seen schools like Wake Forest make it. Carolina's made it once or twice, but I think they look at the landscape and say, we should be a consistent contender for the ACC title game. And if you make it to the ACC title game, then you have a chance to make it to the college football playoff.
Right.
I think that sort of opened some eyes that when you look at a team like Arizona State or Colorado or Indiana or SMU, and you say, wait a second, I know North Carolina says, oh, hold on, we invest a lot of resources into our football program. We should at least be able to do what those schools have done.
If not Bill Belichick, what were a few of the other options for UNC at this head coach position?
One of the names that I had heard a lot was Jeff Monken. He's the coach at Army. Since Belichick's been hired, I've seen some reporting nationally that indicates Tommy Reese, who's a former Notre Dame and Alabama offensive coordinator, now working with the Browns, was the likely finalist. Glenn Schumann, he's the defensive coordinator at Alabama. And again, those guys are, particularly Reese and Schumann, are very young coaches with outstanding pedigrees. Schumann worked for Kirby Smart. He worked for Nick Saban. Tommy Reese worked for Nick Saban. Those are the types of hires I think most fans expected from Bubba Cunningham. Those are the type of resumes / experience that I think most fans anticipated. I mean, Tulane's John Summerall was top the list when the firing was made. He, of course, said he was going to stay at Tulane. I think going into it, that's the caliber of coach that most people thought North Carolina was going to land.
Well, Mack Brown is in his 70s when he got fired. Was there any indication there was a disconnect between him and the students and his ability to lead young people?
I don't think that was the problem. I mean, there were some embarrassing showings on the field.
Right.
They gave up 70 points to James Madison at home. After that game, Mack Brown went into the locker room and discussed quitting. There are different variations of what he said and what he meant. But I think after that game happened and the embarrassment on the field and then the uncertainty that came with some of Mac's comments, and Mac has said this, that I think the school began considering its future with football, what it was going to do moving forward. There's only a year difference, less than a year difference in age between Mack Brown and Bill Belichick, but it feels bigger than that.
I'm glad you brought up the home games, because I was going to ask, what is the student body attendance like, the overall attendance at games prior to the announcement of Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I mean, some apathy has, I think, set in this year. You know, before that, they had Drake May, they had Sam Howell, they had two NFL quarterbacks that, you know, both of the seasons that Drake May was the starting quarterback, they got off to really hot starts, rose up the rankings, and sort of collapsed at the end of the season. This year, that James Madison loss was in September, and you could just tell that attendance at games after that went down. I was at several of those games, lots of empty seats. I was at the NC State game to end the season, and there was an awful lot of red in the stands. And so I think there was a sense that Mac 2.0 had run its course, and there was time to do something different.
Let's assume that Bill Belichick is right now doing a lot of crash course in college football, NIL, transfer portal. What does he need to know about what is essentially the Tobacco Road corner, the rivalries, and what it's like to be a member of UNC?
The first thing, and I'm sure someone is telling him, is that he needs to beat NC State. NC State has beaten North Carolina the last 4 years. Most of those games have been very close, including this year, but NC State continues to get the best of UNC in football. You know, obviously the Duke game matters a lot. The NC State game matters a lot. It will be interesting to me to see what level of support there is for this program. Even when they've been very, very good, it's not the same type of rabid fan base, I would say, that even a school like NC State has. I mean, NC State is much more of a football school, I think, than UNC at this point. How does Belichick deal with that, first of all? And secondly, you know, how does UNC afford Belichick plus the spending on NIL that's going to come if they can't get that fan base engaged? I think part of this move is about igniting that fan base.
Can you imagine basketball game deep into conference play and Bill Belichick walks into the arena? What type of reception do you think he would get from the fans, whether students or just really rabid supporters?
Whatever doubts there were about whether North Carolina could land Bill Belichick, or doubts about whether Bill Belichick is the right fit right now, I think the overall reaction from the beginning is going to be overwhelmingly positive. I think the fans, at least from some of the reactions I've seen and people I've spoken to, are like, let's go, let's do this thing. And so I think there's going to be an initial bump. I'm interested to see what giving is, what season ticket sales are over the next week or so, as he gets introduced and starts making moves. I imagine the initial reaction is going to be overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, how do you feel about covering a Bill Belichick press conference?
Oh, it's certainly going to be interesting, and certainly a departure from Mac Brown, who loves telling stories, can remember every single person's name that he's met for 20 years. It's going to be quite a difference in atmosphere at those press conferences.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Not just the personality, where Mac is so personable and tries to include everyone, but also wants to talk, whereas Bill Belichick has not been known for that until this year with all of his media appearances.
Right. He certainly turned over a new leaf, and sort of how much of that was an act to get back into coaching. He clearly knows football and clearly, you know, has stories to tell. How interested he is in telling those when he's a head coach remains to be seen, but certainly Mac had stories to tell and loved to tell.
Oh my gosh, if nothing else, this is fascinating. A case study in human nature, too, and how these students react to the greatest coach of all time, if they even pay attention to who he was or who he is.
Right. How much cachet does Bill Belichick have with 17 and 8-year-olds or 21 and 22-year-olds in the transfer portal? We're about to find out. He certainly has a lot of cachet with the people making the decisions who are of a different generation. Does he have that same reach with younger kids?
Oh, yeah, this is going to be incredibly fascinating. All right, you want to find Brian Murphy online at Murph's Turf, MURPHSTURPH, a sports investigative reporter for WRAL in Raleigh. And, oh, my gosh, there's a lot more to come about Bill Belichick landing on Chapel Hill. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for your time. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.